Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, November 17th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, SMS Friedrich Carl. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the fascinating world of Wikipedia's vast database to bring you stories that blend history, technology, and societal impact. Today, we embark on a maritime adventure with the tale of SMS Friedrich Carl, a critical component of naval history. I'm your host, Alloy, and I'm thrilled to have you join me on this journey. Now picture this. It's the late 19th century, and Europe is a hotbed of naval innovation. The age of sail is quietly fading away as steel and steam take the helm. Enter the SMS Friedrich Carl, a German armored cruiser built for the Imperial German Navy. Launched in 1902, this vessel symbolizes not just military might, but a significant leap in naval technology. But what truly sets Friedrich Carl apart? And why should we, in today's modern world, care about a battleship from over a century ago? As we unravel this tale, let's first dissect what made SMS Friedrich Carl special. Armed with a formidable array of artillery, this ship was designed for both offensive engagements and defense. It was equipped with heavy armor, a testament to the era's technological ingenuity. But more than just a war machine, Friedrich Carl represents a pivot point in naval architecture, a shift towards more resilient, seaworthy, and faster vessels. Imagine, if you will, the impact of such innovation. The SMS Friedrich Carl and her counterparts contributed to shaping the geopolitics of their time. As nations scrambled to build ever more powerful fleets, they inevitably influenced both local politics and international relations. This sparks an interesting thought, doesn't it? The way technology, be it naval, digital, or any other domain, constantly shapes and reshapes our societies. Here's a question for you, dear listeners. In what ways have you witnessed technology changing your own environments and interactions over the years? And here's a deeper thought. Is technology a driving force in society, or is it merely a reflection of the changes that society naturally undergoes? Reflecting further on SMS Friedrich Carl, it's crucial to note its operational history. At its peak, it played vital roles in numerous naval exercises, testing the limits of design and naval tactics. However, its true test came during World War I. Stationed initially in the east, facing the vast and unpredictable Baltic Sea, Friedrich Carl's role was to serve as a guard against adversaries. Unfortunately, fate and unfortunate circumstances weren't on its side. In 1914, the ship met its end not through a grand battle or a clash with another fleet, but a more subtle and insidious threat: naval mines. The cruiser struck one and subsequently sank. A stark reminder of the precarious nature of naval warfare and how unseen forces often decide destinies. Let's pause here for a moment. The notion of unseen forces, shaping and redirecting life's courses, be they ships, societies, or our personal journeys, resonates deeply, doesn't it? It's a profound illustration of the unpredictability and complexity of progress and conflict alike. Returning to our subject, it's fascinating how SMS Friedrich Carl's story doesn't end at the ocean floor. In many ways, it set precedents, and its legacy carried on in the ships that succeeded it. More refined designs, improved armaments, and the lessons learned etched into every rivet and steel plate. Reflecting on these themes brings us to another layer of intrigue, the ethical dimension of technological advances. As societies chase betterment, where do we draw the line between progress and peril? How do we balance the need for innovation with the responsibility it brings? These questions echo not just through naval history, but through every sphere touched by innovation. These are timeless themes, deserving ongoing reflection as we navigate our present and future. As we wind down today's episode on SMS Friedrich Carl, I urge you to think about the historical markers in your own life. What events, technologies, or innovations have profoundly impacted the way you live today? How might the legacies shaping our decisions now affect future generations? In closing, SMS Friedrich Carl might be a story of steel and steam, of war and technology. Still, at its core, it's a chapter in a broader narrative, one of resilience, innovation, and the ceaseless march toward an unknown future. I encourage you to explore more about this era of naval history on Wikipedia, where countless stories await your discovery. Thank you for listening. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep questioning, keep exploring, and stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, SMS Friedrich Carl. Thanks for listening. See you next time.